afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Monday, June 27. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, a Ford top 2016 Grade 6 National Assessment. Past exposure to dengue may boost Zika's potency, scientists say. And Germany rules out informal negotiations. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and the Fast Cash. The details of these and more stories after this.
The anticipation for greatness is in the air, and you won't want to miss a moment. At Courts, we have what you need to keep pace with all the excitement. Get the latest technology in TVs, computers, and mobile devices. Plus, shop today and go for gold and get 15% off your next purchase. And with Courts Ready Finance, you can get what you need now. So keep pace with the latest technology only at Courts, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I wanna get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, cause I wanna get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
Students of the Rosa Primary School, St. John's Primary, St. Martin Primary, and Ebenezer SDA excel in this year's Grade 6 National Assessment. According to Education Minister Peter Seja, the top-performing students received 4 A grades in their exams, making them the recipients of government scholarships to support their secondary school tenure. The students were announced as follows: Hamish Blaise of the Rosa Primary School, Jada Madison Joseph of St. John's Primary School, Megan Vidal of St. Martin Primary, Nishante LeBlanc of the St. John's Primary, and Naomi Samuels Williams of the Ebenezer SDA.
The top performers in the 2016 examinations are as follows. From the Roseau Primary with 4 A's, Hamish Blaise, followed by Jada Madison Joseph from the St. John's Primary, 4 A's, Megan Vidal, St. Martin's Primary, 4 A's, Nishante LeBlanc, St. John's Primary, 4 A's, and Naomi Samuel Williams, Ebenezer SDA, 4 A's.
Out of 1,086 students who sat this year's exams, 94 students will receive scholarships, while 100 will obtain bursaries. Parliament convenes today, and opposition leader Lennox Linton continues to express concern over the limited opportunities given to the opposition to put matters forward for the consideration of the Parliament. Speaking on Q95's Hot Seat Monday morning, Linton said, most recently, two attempts to put a motion of no confidence in the leadership of Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett on the order paper has been blocked by Speaker of the House Alex Boyd-Knights. The opposition leader says this behavior has gone on for too long, and it is his hope that one day Parliament in Dominica will be fair and just.
It seems that what we go to Parliament to do is the business of the government, and we have very limited opportunity, if any opportunity at all, to put any matters forward for the consideration of Parliament. I myself had tried to put a motion of no confidence in the leadership of the Prime Minister on the other paper, been trying since back in May to do that. The Speaker has blocked two attempts to get it in on the other paper. She said motion was out of order, should this and that offended this segment, that segment. When we look at the segments, we cannot find where there's any violation or contravention of any of these segments. But the Speaker is the sole judge of these matters. Speaker, I guess, has the status of God in our lives where these things are concerned, so she continues to play God. Hopefully it will come to an end one day. We will have a parliament in which there's fairness and there's justice. It's gone on for too long. I mean, this is 16 years of one story over and over and over again of harassment, intimidation, obstruction of the opposition. I don't know who else is tired. I don't even, maybe they even members on the government side who are fed up of seeing this, who would like to see greater fairness, greater justice, greater impartiality in the way the speaker carries out her function.
Despite having been granted leave to apply for judicial review after being charged for certain offenses earlier this year, one journalist here believes the government side may attempt to move a resolution for Joshua Francis's suspension. Francis, who is Roseau South MP, has been embroiled in controversy in recent times and has already been voted out as UWP deputy leader in light of allegations leveled against him. Journalist Kalau John Baptist says he will not be surprised if the government side does go along that road. Expects the unexpected, he says.
I've always made the point that I suspect that the government side, maybe when Parliament meets, will probably want to move a resolution in order to have Joshua suspended. Now, see the timing of that. I don't know if at all they are going to be able to go down that road, because it's going to be very dangerous for them. Because you see, right now, given the situation whereby where the matter is in court, for them to go down that road, it will be a very, very dangerous thing for them. And remember, the Prime Minister did call on Joshua to resign. So it just tells you where they were heading. But since the court made that very, very important ruling, that is an extremely important ruling on Friday. Very, very important ruling on Friday. So in terms of he sitting in Parliament, I think he looks pretty safe. But government with majority, they can do anything. They can do anything. And I suspect they will be, they expect the unexpected from them. Because knowing them, they may not even respect the ruling of the court.
Former Prime Minister and a senior farmer Edison James says the planned meeting of Northeast farmers to distribute their banana produce last Saturday at Melville Hall was successful. Banana farmers along the Northeast in particular are currently experiencing difficulties in obtaining market for their produce. This after the DLP government imported some 40,000 banana plantlets from France to revive the black Sigatoka ravaged sector. James says the farmers are expressing a deep concern as they have lost a major investment to their business.
Yes, I think the point was made. Basically, the farmers wanted to draw attention to the fact that having produced bananas, having been given banana plantlets, 20,000, 40,000, and having diligently planted and nurtured and developed the bananas, now that it is ready for market, that the markets are not there. Quite apart from the plantlets that were given out, of course, farmers who were not given these plantlets continued to produce bananas and they were selling the bananas in the regional market. But with 40,000 or 20 or 40,000 plantlets developing, that you cannot, it cannot be that that volume of fruit will be able to be marketed in the regional market. Now you will know, and listeners would know, that we sold bananas in the European market and the British market for years, years, until a few years ago when that ceased. There are issues as to how we conducted ourselves and what we did that contributed to us not being able to sell bananas on the British market. During the time that these 20,000 plantlets, which were given out, were being developed, then it had to be that the authorities should have gone back into the United Kingdom market or made provisions to go back into United Kingdom market, the European market. That did not happen. And so these, I think the plantlets were given out in two tranches, so that the first tranche, the bananas under the first tranche, have come to the point where they're ready for market, and the market is not there. So that is the issue, and farmers wanted to make, farmers have the bananas ripening on the tree, you know, after having invested, and farmers wanted to make one. That and to draw attention to the authorities that this was a situation which they needed to address.
And 110 persons were last week awarded certificates upon the successful completion of a four-part customer service training series. In January of 2016, the Discover Dominique Authority embarked on a four-part customer service training series targeting frontline personnel such as immigration officers, customs officers, forestry park wardens, Dominica Air and Seaport Authority security, and hotel front desk personnel. The objectives of the training were to understand the importance of their jobs and visitor satisfaction, action, improve people relations through the utilization of effective communication, and understand how positive visitor interaction result in satisfied visitors. Benita Morgan of the Caribbean Tourism Organization was among the facilitators.
From my perspective, they were very receptive to the information that we shared, and it's really about all the elements of giving good customer service that relate to you, the individual, relate to the teams and units and divisions that we work in, and also relates to the organizations that we work in. How do all of these groups collectively work together to be able to deliver excellent service to the customer? And I think they had very useful information and experiences to share with each other, things that help them to be able to deliver good quality service and things that hamper them from being able to give good quality service. And I think that at the end of the day, I think they recognized that they have to be able to, at the individual level and at the organizational level, there are things that need to be done to improve. And even if you are at a good level where you're saying our company is doing a lot of good things, or we as individuals are doing a lot of good things, there's always room for improvement. So we are saying that a customer who comes and spends time with you this year, if they come back next year, they should be seeing levels of improvement in terms of the level of service, as well as, you know, the products and other things that are offered within the organization.
The training was held in the months of January, April, and June 2016. The training sessions were also facilitated by Caribbean Tourism Organization personnel Sharon Banfield-Bovell and local customer service expert Carrie Barron. Meantime, CEO of the Discover Dominica Authority and Director of Tourism Colin Piper says with growing competition, it is critical to ensure tourism service providers are at the highest level of competence. He commended the number of participants who took part in the training.
Discover Dominica Authority, our corporate strategy and action plan outlines this strategy to increase visitor arrival and expenditure. And in keeping with this strategy, it is critical to ensure tourism service providers are at the highest level of competence. The expectation is that this series of training will ensure tourism service providers maintain a high standard of service, and in so doing, will promote Dominica as a tourist destination of excellent service. Discover Dominica Authority is pleased that 110 personnel participated in the training. This highlights the commitment of tourism service providers to upgrade their customer relation skills, as well as delivery of quality service. The delivery of excellent service to visitors is critical, as this impacts positively on guest experiences, which will ultimately impact arrivals into Dominica.
The DDA anticipates that participants will apply the knowledge gained in their respective fields in order to improve the quality of service delivered to visitors. In more news this afternoon, a pair of studies published last week focused on Zika's complex relationship with dengue, which is closely related and spread by the same Aedes mosquito as Zika. In a paper published in Nature Immunology on Thursday, researchers found that most dengue antibodies help Zika viruses proliferate and invade cells. That suggests that people previously infected with dengue, whose antibodies against dengue remain in their blood, might have a more severe reaction to Zika, according to Gavin Screeton, chair of medicine at Imperial College London. And there can be no talks on a Brexit before the UK formally begins the process to quit the EU, Germany's government says. The UK would be given a reasonable amount of time, but there must be no impasse, a spokesman said. The leaders of Germany, France, and Italy meet later in Berlin, with the speed of negotiations for Britain's exit high on the agenda. UK Finance Minister George Osborne has issued a statement to try to calm markets amid continuing volatility. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Four top 2016 grade 6 national assessment. Past exposure to dengue may boost Zika's potency, scientists say. And Germany rules out informal negotiations. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.